My name is Ann Gilligan. I own Gilligan Sorbet. We've been in business for about 10 years. I started making sorbet because I have an aunt who has a sorbet business. And 10 or so years ago, I was sort of telling her that I wasn't feeling enough creativity in my life. And she said, you know, you ought to think about making sorbet. So I did. I started making little batches. I bought a countertop ice cream maker. My aunt, her name is Mary Hart, and she lives in Truckee, California. And I have this image of being with her, and we went out intending to pick juniper for a sorbet, and it's one of the nicest memories I have related to her and related to sorbet or the idea of a sorbet. But we were out on a hike just looking for juniper berries from these trees in a beautiful place. It's just such a fond memory that takes me back to the beginning of the sorbet journey, was this walk in the woods to collect juniper berries. All the time when I'm taking a walk in the woods or in a neighborhood, I'm always thinking, how does that translate into a sorbet flavor? One flavor combination that it came about because one of the women who works at Mayfly participates in a community garden in her neighborhood, and they have a fundraiser dinner every year, and she asked, would I make sorbet and could I use ingredients that are coming out of their garden? They had a lot of tomatoes, they had honey, they had tarragon. So we settled on a tomato sorbet, red tomatoes that you cooked down, and it had a lot of things that you would not expect to go into a sorbet. It had onion, tarragon, a little bit of cayenne pepper, and then sugar and water to make the sorbet. And I mean, it was surprisingly delicious, sweet and yet savory. Everybody who tried it had a reaction to it. Not everybody loved it, but everybody reacted to it. One of my favorites is a lemon sorbet, which I struggle with because lemon, when you first make it, it's lovely, creamy, but it goes icy pretty quickly. But a good lemon sorbet, you know it. Like, you get that pucker, and some people like make a face like, oh, that's too much. But most people understand immediately. I mean, this is fresh fruit that's going into this. It's not artificial. It's not stabilized with other ingredients. It's just straight up lemon juice. Mint is an herb that I use an awful lot. It's just really easy to use. It goes with so many things. And in terms of flavors or ingredients that I want to use that I have not been successful using, one is honeysuckle. There is a honeysuckle bush near where I live, and every spring it just smells so fragrant. And you remember when you were a kid and you would pull the stem out and it tastes like honey, right? So it seems to me this should work to flavor something, but it's sort of more vegetal as a flavoring than like that kind of honey. I have not successfully translated that to a sorbet. And then one other thing that I want to use in a sorbet is dandelion. And I just think that the yellow could really just make a beautiful color in a sorbet. But when I've tried it, the sorbet is brown. And it doesn't put off a whole lot of flavor. Every year I think, okay, I'm gonna do it this year. I'm gonna figure this out. I'm gonna use this dandelion, but not successfully so far. I think people are really surprised to learn that it's basically fruit, water, sugar, and then an endless combination of spices and herbs and fruits maybe you can use together, or coffee and tea and things like that. So it's not an extensive list of ingredients that ends up in a final product. If you want to find out more about Gilligan Sorbet or about Mayfly Market, you can find us GilliganSorbet.com. Mayfly Market you can find at mayflypgh.com. Both of those have associated Instagram accounts, Gilligan Sorbet and Mayfly PGH. And we both have email addresses where you can contact us. And if you want to try the sorbet, Mayfly Market is located at 1327 Arch Street on the north side of Pittsburgh.